the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here we are now, the third Sunday of Easter. We're still unpacking the gift of the resurrection. We're still unpacking the gift of Jesus Christ, the empty tomb. And today, Jesus begins the gospel, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Let not your hearts be troubled." There's Jesus who peers into our hearts, and he realizes that we as his disciples sometimes will fall short. We as his disciples sometimes will begin to trouble our hearts with these anxieties, with these worries of life, with whatever it might be. Here are these things that we peer into. Here is now Jesus who peers into our hearts, and he realizes these things. We all have fears. We all have anxieties. We all have past wounds. We all have sins. We all have these things that cripple us. We all have these things that allow our hearts to be troubled. And here is Jesus today who tells us that as we're unpacking the gift of the resurrection, that you cannot allow these things to be able to cripple your heart. You cannot allow these things to be able to cripple your life. You cannot allow anxieties, the darkness, the sin, whatever it might be able to really cripple your heart and not allow you to live for today and tomorrow, because what it does is it makes you stand still and you're still living in yesterday. You're still living in the hurt. You're still living in your troubled heart. This is why everything it is that Jesus gives us, this is why it is what he teaches us, is to be able to set us free. Is to be able to truly say that I have seen the empty tomb and I believe in the promises of Jesus and I believe in the promises and the resurrection and I believe that there is nothing else to fear. Let not your hearts be troubled. Do you not believe me when I go to say that I have already taken care of everything for you? I have taken care now of eternal life for you. That I go to prepare a place for you. But my brothers and sisters, it's not easy to be a Christian. When Jesus invites us to the Christian life, he doesn't invite us and say, oh, it's going to be great, it's going to be roses and butterflies, thicker than mud. It's not at all. Not at all. You see, that's the Christianity we want to. How nice is it? I'm going to ask God and I get everything I want from God and whatever it might be, and I'm going to go through and it's going to be joyful and it just promises glory. We want an Easter without Good Friday. We want an Easter and the empty tomb without really going through much. But Jesus doesn't invite you on false promises. Not at all. He tells you exactly what it is that you're getting into. The closer it is that you come to him, Jesus says, he doesn't tell you, oh, it's going to be great, whatever, make them all red, it's going to be great, roses and butterflies, pacho all day. That's not it. No. But when you come closer to Jesus, he's telling you, you're going to be persecuted, you're going to go through trials, you're going to go through a cross, you're going to go through these things of life that are really going to make you suffer. And in the darkness of it all is why Jesus has to constantly remind us in the Gospels. He constantly reminds the disciples, do not be afraid. Let not your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Everything it is that you're afraid of, I've already taken care of. Now it's a matter of trusting in me in the darkest of moments. You see, because going through the perseverance, going through and really persevering, and really going through the darkness of life, going through the anxieties, being able to trust in Jesus more and more, even though our life sometimes appears to be getting darker and darker, by having the knowledge that I am walking with Jesus, we are able to give him all these things. And now Jesus says, good. The more it is that you give me, the more glory that you're going to have at the end of life, the more glory that you're going to have when it is that you are with me. He tells you, believe in God, believe also in me. Where I am taking you is where I am. I'm going to come to meet you. You see, to the Christian, what it is that we aspire to, what it is that we go to, is yes, heaven. There's no reason to really speculate about what heaven is like. It's not roller coasters and cotton candy. No. All these things, right? But what is it? Wherever it is that Jesus is what heaven is. You don't need to speculate about anything more. Now it is that we are in union with our Master. Now it is that we are disciples who are in union with Jesus, who we see Jesus face to face, and we are able to live with him in eternity. That is what heaven is like. Where I am, you may also be. Here is Jesus who today tells us, you will have the glory. You will have what it is that you're looking for. But seek me. Find me, and you will find everything. You will find what it is that you are looking for. Then Jesus gets into now, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The disciples are asking, well, where is it? We don't know the way. Jesus, you're speaking very cryptically. I don't know the way. Where are you going? He tells them, no, you know the way. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. You see, what Jesus here now, what he does is quite beautiful. He takes the main three Jewish precepts, and if you're a Jew who's hearing this for the first time, it's absolutely amazing. Now it is, he's not just telling you about the way, he's not just telling you about the truth, he's not just telling you about the life, but he says where you will find it is in him. Where you will find it is in the Eucharist. Where you will find it is in Jesus. When it is that you believe in his name, when it is that you receive him in the Eucharist, you're going now to have the way, the truth, and the life. And that's going to be told about. I am the way. I am the way. Imagine. If someone, you're asking, you're in a strange town, you're asking for directions, and you go up this one guy, and the guy is saying, oh, well, you know, you take the first right, and at the second intersection, take the left, cross the roundabout, and with the third exit, go past the church, take the next left, and the road you see on the fourth way out is going to be the road that you want. That's confusing. You know, without GPS, it's going to be weird. It's going to be annoying. You're going to be lost, right? Think of the days with MapQuest. You always have to look at your map and things like that, and sometimes you get lost, whatever it might be. Many of you are too young to remember MapQuest, but that was a thing, right? Now it is, imagine if you're asking for these directions. And as you ask for these directions, the person instead of giving you directions is going to tell you, come, I'll take you there. Come, I'll show you. There's no way to get lost, my brothers and sisters. There's no way to get lost, because instead of just giving directions and advice, the person's going to take you there. You are following now the way. You are following the way of Jesus. And we won't miss it. There won't be a way to be able to miss the exit, to miss the road, whatever it might be. But Jesus shows you the way completely because he is the way. And the more in which we see that he does not tell us about the way, but when it is that we find out that he is the way, how amazing it becomes. All you have to do is stay close to him and everything is found out. I am the truth. Jesus makes the statement, I am the truth. What does that mean for us? You see, the concept of what everyone's trying to seek out in life is they're trying to figure out what the truth is. Who is Jesus Christ? What is my life? What is the truth of life? And all these questions that we've had for ever since it is that we've been able to think for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Who am I? What is the truth? The truth is found in Jesus. But here's where Jesus is a little bit different from the rest. Why he's not just an ordinary teacher. I can be a mathematician, I can be a philosopher, I can teach you Spanish, I can fix your car, whatever it might be. My moral character, even if I'm the worst of the worst, it does not affect how well I can teach math, it does not affect how well I can fix a car, it does not affect how well it is that I'm able to teach Spanish, whatever it might be. No, my moral character doesn't really matter. But if we're listening to someone who's teaching us the truth, a moral truth, they need to be able to live up to that moral truth. You see, many moral teachers in your life will be able to tell you about the truth. I can tell you all about Jesus. I can tell you all about these things. But I can say that I taught you about the truth. But if I'm not living that truth, I can't teach it to you. A greedy person can't teach you what it's like to be generous. Someone who's an adulterer can't teach you what it's like to live a pure life. Someone who is constantly bitter cannot tell you about love and how beautiful it is. You're not going to believe them. But Jesus is the only one who's able to say, I am the truth. I teach you about the truth and I live out the truth. I am the truth made flesh. I am the truth that's come down from heaven. I am the truth that when you believe in me, you also see truth and you see truth that has been fully realized. Not just the peak of truth, but truth in itself is alive in Jesus Christ, and that is what it is that we consume when we consume the Eucharist, is truth itself. Everything we've been looking for. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. How many times do we stand in the line at the grocery store at Meijer or at Kidamaha, top 10 secrets to a happier you, top 10 secrets to the secrets of life, top 10, blah, 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 all these things, right? How yoga can bring the best out of you, blah, 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 all these things, right? All these headlines to make you pick up a copy of whatever and read it and it all becomes clawat at the end of the day and none of it really makes sense, right? The question that is on everyone's hearts and the reason why these magazines sell is because everyone is looking for the truth of life. Everyone is looking for life itself. Everyone has that burning question, what is the meaning of life and where am I going and what is it I'm trying to find? I'm trying to find life. I'm trying to find a life that not only am I trying to find life, but I'm trying to find a life that is worth living. There's only one place to find it, and that is in Jesus Christ. That Jesus says that a life without Him is not a life worth living. A life without Him is nothing. And that is where Jesus comes into the picture and tells us that life with Jesus is life indeed, and there is no other way. My brothers and sisters, as we continue on in this Easter season, I want us to really focus on how it is that we can imitate Jesus. As disciples of Jesus, what we are trying to do each and every day of our lives is to follow Him to the best of our knowledge. We are blessed as a church of 2,000 years of history to have had saints who have spoken about how it is that we can imitate Jesus. Even the more modern saints, right? From the Imitation of Christ, written almost 500, 700 years ago, to today with all these great authors of Bishop Barron, of Michael Gately, Father Michael Gately, and all these authors, whatever it might be, there is no shortage. Learn more about Jesus. Learn more about the way, the truth, and the life. Imitate Jesus with your entire heart, and you will see that your hearts cannot be troubled because we place it in something that is beyond us. We place it in something that is beyond us. And that through Him, we realize that there is no other way. There is no other truth, there is no other life but Jesus. It's only in Him that we're able to go to the Father. Without feeling shame, without any regret, we're able to put these anxieties and the fears beside. And we're able to go now through Jesus. And to say, through Jesus I'm able to know what God is like. Through Jesus am I able to unite my heart with God. Through Jesus, without shame, without regrets, without darkness, am I able now to present myself to the Father. Because I know what He is like. He is a Father of love. Father who wants to teach me everything. Father who shows me the way, the truth, and the life that is Jesus Christ. Amen?